Hey guys, this presentation is called How to Dropship Profitably, the Ultimate Guide to High-Ticket Dropshipping. The reason why I wanted to do this video is because a lot of people ask me how to make a dropship site that's profitable, because a lot of people that look up what is dropshipping or how to do dropshipping online will find a lot of low-dollar products and AliExpress dropshipping videos. And the truth is, those websites can be profitable, but it's very unlikely. And it takes a lot of orders to become profitable, and Facebook ads are becoming more and more expensive to run. And there's a way better way to do dropshipping profitably, and I'm going to teach you how to do that in this video. So with that said, let's get into it. First of all, keep it simple, understand the foundations, and focus on the basics. So dropshipping can seem complicated at first, but I really just want to make sure that you understand that there's a few solid foundations behind doing it profitably, and I'm going to go over those right now. First one is product niche selection. So in the beginning, everybody wonders what they should be selling online. Well, to start off, I want to make sure you understand that it's much more profitable to start building a niche-specific store than to start doing a general store. You'll see a lot of videos on YouTube. I've seen a lot of these videos where people are talking about starting with general stores first, and the truth is they do not convert as well. And you should be able to do plenty of research and planning ahead of time to choose a niche that's profitable, as opposed to having to start a general store and test products and then waste a lot of money and time doing that in order to find a niche that's profitable. So using the techniques that I teach, you can do the research ahead of time and find a profitable niche so that you can start a niche-specific store, get suppliers easier, and sell products easier to customers looking for those products. The next thing is that you want to sell products that are 500 bucks or more. That's because if you do the math, the average take-home profit with dropshipping is around 20%. So if you sell a $50 product, you're taking home close to $10, but if you sell a $500 product or more, you're taking home $100 or more per sale, and that's enough profit to pay for marketing expenses and keep money at the end of the day. So you want to choose products that are $500 or more. That's technically known as high-ticket dropshipping. So there should be competitors in your niche for sure, and you want to make sure that there's not too many as well. All right, as far as competitors go, there really shouldn't be, tons of competitors in the niche that you choose. I usually try to make sure there's at least one or two, but if you find that there's, I would say more than 10 competitors, more than 20, it's going to be tough. And I'm not talking about like just broad site competitors. I'm talking about niche specific website competitors. So yeah, it's going to be tough to compete in a niche where there's, 10 plus, 20 plus, 50 plus niche site competitors. I've really never ran into a niche like that. I've ran into niches where there's 50 plus like broad sites selling the products, and those products you wouldn't want to really sell anyways. They're usually big brand names. So just keep that in mind. There should at least be some competitors though. If there's no competitors in your niche, you either need to niche up or just choose an entirely different niche. The question I get next is, there's brands in the niche, are they dropship friendly, and how do I know? How do I know if they're going to dropship for me? Well, the key is finding those competitors. You can find those niche site competitors that don't have any address, that they're doing dropship only. Well, then those suppliers usually are going to dropship for you as well. You just have to set up a website first and then contact them and ask them if they dropship. All right, and then of course you should understand your target market. It's a lot easier and easier going running a business selling to like baby boomers and older people that have a lot of money than it is selling to college kids that are broke. So you really want to make sure that your target market has disposable income, but not only that, that they're a bit older and they're a little bit more seasoned, and they're nicer people in general. So the key here, of course, is just choose a good one. You don't need to choose the perfect niche. There's never going to be the perfect niche. Just consider that you want to have enough interest in the niche to build out a website with some good content on it. But even then, you really don't even have to have any interest in the niche. This isn't about building a business based on passion. This is about building a profitable business. And being an online retailer simply means you're going to be helping customers find products that suit their needs, that solve their problems. So it's more important to focus on the target market than it is to focus on the product category you're going to be selling to. Because the target market at the end of the day, the people, are going to be determining whether your business is fun to run, enjoyable, or it's a nightmare to run. All right, with that said, let's get into market research. Market research is pretty simple. You can just use Google Ads to find dropship only competitors just by typing in keywords related to those products. And when you find those dropship-only competitors, just by finding that they have no address listed on their site or no brick-and-mortar store presence, you can just simply extract their dropship-friendly suppliers into some sort of a spreadsheet. And then the next step is creating your website. This can be a very lengthy process, especially if you've never done it before. You don't really know what's involved. No worries, though. I walked you through the entire process in the academy. I'm going to tell you a little bit and overview of how it works right here. Bottom line is you need a website before you can call suppliers. You can't just call suppliers without a website. They're not going to give you an account. They don't want to just work with anybody, and they want to see a website to make sure you're legit, but not just any website. They want to see a really professional website. They're going to look through your website and see what kind of content you have on there, see all your trust seals, see what kind of conversion optimization techniques you're using in sales and promotions. They're going to see how your sales funnel is, if you have email pop-ups, all that stuff. So you're going to want to create all of that stuff. And in the academy, of course, I teach all that. You definitely want to make sure that you have a good about page, which includes a why buy from us section, which includes your unique selling proposition. You want to make sure that's good. So once that's all done, you can call suppliers. So you can either call the suppliers or email them, but usually calling works best. Fill out their dealer applications that they send you, and then get their price sheet, UPC codes, images, and videos, and add them to your website. And then comes the conversion optimization stage. And once you have some suppliers, you can build into your website all sorts of trust signals, social proof signals, your email abandoned cart sequences and lead capture sequences, as well as your new customer thank you and upsell sequences. And then, of course, building in urgency and scarcity so that it gets people to place orders right then and there. This is especially important with high-ticket dropshipping when the products are expensive and people are shopping around to get the best deal. If you don't have urgency and scarcity built into your website, then you probably won't be able to close sales that same day. You're going to have trouble with it. So I teach all of this in the course, and I actually teach you how to build out using the best theme optimized for conversions out there for Shopify. All right, once you've optimized your store pretty well, you can start driving traffic to it. And you can use Google AdWords first and foremost, product listing ads. I use those to drive targeted traffic to my website because it is based on search terms people are using, and that shows intent to purchase. Next thing is I use Facebook ads for retargeting. Anybody that's visited my website, I can retarget them on their Facebook feed and get them back to the website and remind them about us. Next thing I do is I optimize my website for search engines and organic search. And they also use social media marketing to get backlinks. After that, it's all about automation, using systems to outsource your business, basically. You want to create systems for yourself first and foremost, and then you want to hire a business manager, usually in the Philippines, someone who can work overnight their time, daytime, US time, and to manage all of your systems for you and to make sure all your customers are taken care of. And that's it, guys. You can learn more at ecommerceparadise.com. Go to that website, sign up for Dropship Secrets. It's a free course where I teach you all this stuff and lots more, all the secrets that all those other guys don't want you to know. And then I have an academy coaching program where I offer one-on-one coaching services. So definitely go sign up for that. And I really hope you have the best luck in your e-commerce high-ticket dropshipping business. If you have any questions, definitely comment them below. Subscribe to the channel. Thumbs up the video if you liked it, and we'll see you guys out there. Take care.